The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3368. We're going to start another little mini-series of looks at the short stories in the From a Certain Point of View collection celebrating 40 years of Return of the Jedi. Today, we are talking about the Salacious Crumb story. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, Everyone's a Critic is the short story that we're going to be talking about today from the Return of the Jedi From a Certain Point of View collection. It features Salacious Crumb, and we are in full spoiler territory, as we have been with the stories we've discussed in this series. So, this is the story of Salacious Crumb becoming part of Jabba's gang at the palace, and Bib Fortuna is definitely not a fan, which is kind of a fun element of the story, and is even trying to get rid of Salacious Crumb at some point until he gets caught by Jabba. But the deal that Jabba makes is, you make me laugh once a day, and you can have the run of the place and all the food you can eat. And if you don't, then I'll feed you to my rancor, and that's that. So Salacious seems to not have too much of a problem fulfilling this. And it does seem like there's a chunk of time that happens between the events of the, you know, initial discovery of Salacious getting onto Jabba's ship, which is on Kowak for some reason, to eventually the Return of the Jedi storytelling situation. And there are also a couple of very unusual details, like Jabba moaning about the loss of his favorite wall art. Jabba goes into his private chambers after the events of the thawing out of Han Solo, and Salacious Crumb apparently hangs out in those private chambers with him, and Jabba is, you know, complaining and moaning about having lost Han Solo, in the sense of he's not in the carbonite block anymore. And there's another thing in there as well. When Salacious is reflecting on what he gets to do for Jabba, one of the things that he says is, or he's, you know, thinking about in the narrative, is that he is able to sense Jabba's worry and stress about his position as a crime lord. And that one was kind of stunning to read, actually, because there's nothing really about Jabba the Hutt that has ever felt like he's been worried about anything or stressed about anything in storytelling. There's stuff where he gets mad if people aren't doing what he wants them to do. But even in the comics, when Darth Vader showed up at Jabba's palace and was saying, "No, you're going to do this for me," and Jabba's like, "Oh, great Darth Vader, we certainly wouldn't want to make you mad," there's nothing about Jabba's demeanor that ever seemed like he was stressed about it. I'm not saying I don't believe it. I actually do believe it. I'm just surprised that it's taken this long for anybody to write a story where that even gets addressed. It's also fun that Salacious is described as thinking Han Solo has a punchable face, and also that he thinks Jabba's the best cuddler, which is just, ugh, good grief. The only thing that really sat wrong with me in the story is that there's no mention of Leia at all. I mean, there's reflection about the bounty hunter that showed up that made Jabba laugh, and Salacious is jealous that anybody but him made Jabba laugh, but Salacious was not apparently part of the crew that was hiding out when Leia unfroze Han, so Salacious, you know, doesn't hear about it. And then Salacious, the next day, when Luke shows up, and, you know, Leia's right there, but Salacious doesn't say anything or reference Leia at all. And then when Leia eventually kills Jabba, Salacious's point of view is just he hears a rattling of chains and then sees that Jabba is dead. So I will say I thought that was a strange choice in the story. And then if you want to know the answer to whether Salacious Crumb lives or dies in the, you know, results of the battle or whatever, then, you know, I can tell you that, and I'll tell you what, I'll give you like a chance to skip ahead. So skip ahead 15 seconds from now if you don't want to know. Anyway, so Salacious Crumb, like many people, is also thrown clear of the katana, the sail barge, in the explosion, and ends up going into the Sarlacc, so that should be the end of him there. And that's what I've got for you about Everyone's a Critic, which is the story about Salacious Crumb in the Return of the Jedi from a Certain Point of View collection. And yeah, enjoyable, had its moments. And that's going to do it for today's episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.